This is Twit.
Dvorak was so funny. He was saying, there's a new fascist salute. Apple Watch. And, yeah, the Apple Watchers. Yep, we're all doing it. Wait a minute, that's a Moto 360.
Wah, 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 wah.
What do you mean, wah, wah, wah? I'm using the one that actually has, like, customizable watch faces.
Oh, shut up.
And has, you know.
Oh, shut up.
I can customize the watch face any way Apple wants me to.
Any color you want, as long as it's black with Mickey.
I'm kind of waiting for WWDC. I hope that somebody has the forethought to make T-shirts establishing that the official like colors of Apple developers now are powder blue and sort of a grayish metal. Because every time I'm talking to a developer, they have like the one kind of Apple Watch that was available in an expedited purchase mode to developers, and they're all like powder blue band and
hey,
brushed.
That's why I'm wearing white.
I like yours, and you're a runner, Adam. So how's it working out for you as a runner?
Oh, well, I mean, come on, get real. It's not in the slightest bit worthwhile for running.
Oh. Johnny's going to be a little disappointed to hear you say that.
Yeah, well, does he run?
Apparently not.
So there's two ways you can use it, and I'll give them credit for this. So you can use it when it's attached to your iPhone. So you carry your iPhone when you run. This is annoying. iPhones, particularly say an iPhone 6 Plus, attach it to your arm, you look like Christy Turlington Burns, she could take off with that thing on her arm. They're big, they're heavy, they're annoying. So you don't have to carry an iPhone with you when you run because the Apple Watch has an accelerometer in it and it can tell when you take a stride. And if you run with it some with your iPhone, it calibrates your stride length. So
somebody told me that on Twitter, which is interesting because I've been using it on a treadmill, so I'm not going anywhere. And so it's been wildly inaccurate measuring calories and steps compared to what the treadmill's saying. But somebody said, you need to go out and run in the outside so the GPS can adjust for your stride.
Yeah, adjust to your stride. Because you think about it, you know, every time you take a step, there's a shock. And, you know, you move your arm, there's a shock.
Yeah, so it knows how many steps. It just doesn't know how far I went.
Precisely. And so if once it calibrates, it's actually not too bad. And however, it's not too bad as long as you always run at the same pace on a flat surface, because as soon as you start going uphill or downhill, your stride length changes. As soon as you start going different paces, your stride length changes, and then it gets less accurate.
I realize it just confused the hell out of my Apple Watch. I came in on a Segway today. So it says you just went 2.2 miles and took 3 steps. You must have the stride of a giant, my friend.
it's really interesting. I mean, I've been enjoying playing with it, but it's really one of those things where I'm having to really think about what other people might do in terms of fitness related activities to figure out if it's going to be useful at all. I mean, calories is the other thing. It's very big on calories. It wants to tell you how many calories you're burning.
But it doesn't really know, does it?
Well, let's assume for the purposes of argument, I don't know, you see that video that Apple did with where they had people hooked up to oxygen masks and all that? Let's assume that it's actually pretty good at calculating that, although I'm dubious about that because how fit you are determines how many calories you burn for the same exercise. I burn any fewer than someone who doesn't run at all.
Do they ask your age, your weight?
Yes.
They do.
Yeah, so age, weight, and height. Age, weight, height, and gender.
Okay, so it does set itself up that way.
But here's the thing. What difference does it make? So I went for a run today. According to the Apple Watch, I burned 567 calories.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Right.
And before people say, well, that means you could eat 567 more calories, I don't think that has any meaning either, because how many calories are in different macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbohydrates, you don't process them 100%. So if you eat 2,000 calories of Häagen-Dazs, that doesn't mean you're going to process 2,000 calories.
Well, but that's true of anything. That's not an Apple Watch issue.
Oh, not at all. But it's more that the Apple Watch is focusing on calories as this primary measurement.
It's not a good choice. I see.
Without any, I won't say any science behind it because I'm sure there's some science behind it, but I'm trying to figure out what the takeaway is for someone. I mean, all I can really come up with is more calories is better. You know, if you burn more calories, that's good. But it's not something you can plan on. You know, it's like, well, if I burn 300 calories, that's going to make some difference as opposed to if I burn 250 calories.
So I rode yesterday, and I rode for half an hour in indoor rowing, and it says 319 calories, which is, you know, it's like if you looked it up in a book, you'd see that, you know, although that sounds like a lot for half an hour, actually. I don't know if I got...
There was a package of M&Ms I had on the plane the other day that claimed it was 250 calories.
Right.
So is there a connection there? No, I don't think there's a connection there.
They're not related, are they? Yeah.
Right. So why are we bothering with this measurement at all then?
Right.
Disconnect from the other fitness bands, which are all steps. They say 10,000 steps and just take 10,000 steps and you're on the road to health. And so
we should mention
you can't set the goals here in steps. You can only set the goals in calories.
But it's at least viable in that I'm thinking of the line from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where in the actual book, The Hitchhiker's Guide, where it's inaccurate, it's definitively inaccurate.
And consistent.
It's like even if your bathroom scale is off by like 4.5 pounds, it will still tell you that you're heavier today than the day before.
Yeah.
And so if it's at least consistently inconsistent. By saying that I'm lowballing you in your number of steps by consistent factor every single day, it'll still help me understand how much I'm moving or not moving on a day to day and then a week by week basis. It's when you get accumulation of data that these things really pay off.
I want to point out for people who are new to the watch that there are actually with the watch come two different fitness applications. The calorie measurement and things like measuring your distance running and stuff is the workout app, which you actually have to launch.
To launch it, and actually, I will note that it's also very hard to see in the sunlight.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you have a choice. You could set a goal for net calories, as you say, calories. Set time, set miles, or what I always do is open. Then when you press start, it goes beep, beep. And now I'm running.
And here's the other thing you run into.
By the way, the other thing that's cool is it pings you every mile, which is kind of neat. Right.
Yeah. Standard in all running watches.
Oh, it is. Yes. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. The other thing that's annoying actually is that you can't see all your metrics on one screen.
Right.
You have to swipe. If you're running, you want to see your distance, your time, and your pace. Right. I mean, you don't want to see calories because calories completely irrelevant to running. But you know, beats per minute, your heart rate possibly, but you can't customize those screens. So you can choose a little bit of what shows. Sometimes you can get two of them showing. You can get, I think, elapsed time and one of the others, possibly elapsed distance and one of the others. But again, it's, you know, for what you might want to see, you actually have to like interact with it while you're running, which is just kind of difficult.
Yeah. That's...
And of course, you have to interact with the touchscreen. Most running watches, you can just, you know, reach over and press a button without looking at it. So you don't have to be trying to, you know, manage the little touchscreen interface.
So what you're saying is this does not compare with dedicated runners' watches, like the new Garmin, which just came out, which does heart rate built into the watch.
Not in the slightest. Right. I run with a Garmin 620. Tanya just got a Garmin Vivo Active, and they just work way, way better.